All right, welcome everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling something that's like, well, it's kind of like the air we breathe. We don't really think about it, but it's always there. Causality.
Cause and effect, the why behind everything.
Exactly. And this AllNet report from June 2024, well, let's just say it really shook up my understanding of how cause and effect actually works.
It's definitely a thought-provoking one. Makes you realize that there's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
So much more. Like one of the first things that jumped out at me was this idea of the missing mechanism. They use the example of the 2008 financial crisis.
Oh, right. Most people point to the housing bubble bursting, like that was the sole cause, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the common narrative. But the report argues that, well, it's not that simple. There's always something missing in our explanations.
Always. It's like, think about when you drop a pen.
Okay, it falls to the floor because I let go.
Well, yeah, you let go. But the real cause is gravity. It's that unseen force that we often forget about. And the report suggests it's the same with more complex events like the financial crisis. We focus on the obvious trigger, but there's a whole chain of events and underlying forces that we often overlook.
So the housing bubble, that was just one link in a much larger chain.
Precisely. And to
Wow.
really understand what caused the crisis, you have to trace back all those links, look at the economic policies, the lending practices, the global financial system, the whole shebang.
Okay, so we're talking about a lot more than just like one thing leading to another. It's a whole system, a web of interconnected causes. And this brings us to that line in the report about time. But without before, you don't have, because assuming time runs forward. I mean, whoa, right?
That one really gets you thinking, doesn't it? It's like time is fundamental to how we understand cause and effect.
Yeah, because if something can't happen before it's caused, then how can we even say it was caused by that thing? But then that kind of makes you wonder, like, does that mean everything is predetermined?
Well, that's the age-old debate about free will versus determinism. If every event has a cause that precedes it in time, then is the future already set in stone? Some philosophers would argue yes.
But doesn't that kind of take away our sense of agency, like our ability to make choices that matter?
That's the challenge, but the report, I think, suggests a more nuanced perspective. It's not about like rigid predetermination. It's more about recognizing that our choices and actions exist within a framework of prior events and influences.
So we're shaped by the past, but not completely bound by it.
Exactly. We still have the capacity to make choices, but those choices are always made within a context that's been shaped by previous causes, and those causes themselves have their own causes and so on.
Which leads us to, well, that other mind-bending concept from the report, the fractal nature of causality.
Okay, yeah, that one was a real head scratcher for me. Can you maybe unpack that a little? Think of it like a coastline. You look at it from afar and you see all these inlets and bays, but then you zoom in closer and you see that those inlets have their own smaller inlets and so on. It's a pattern that repeats itself at different scales.
Okay, I can picture that.
So with causality, it's similar. Any cause that we identify is likely just one part of a much larger self-similar pattern. The 2008 crisis, for example, might be a cause at one level, but when you zoom in, you see all these other contributing factors, each with their own chain of
It's
causes.
like those Russian nesting dolls, but for cause and effect.
Perfect analogy. And that's why I think the report emphasizes the importance of humility when it comes to understanding causality. There are always more layers to uncover, more connections to make. We may never have the complete picture.
So then what's the point of even trying to figure out causes? If it's this endless chain, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
It matters because the more we understand about the causes that shape our world, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions, to anticipate consequences, to maybe even nudge things in a more positive direction. The report isn't saying we should give up on understanding cause and effect. It's more about recognizing the limitations of our knowledge and being open to the complexity of it all.
It's definitely a humbling thought, right? To
Well,
realize that we may never fully grasp the why behind everything. But I kind of find it exciting too. Like it's an invitation to keep exploring, to keep asking questions.
exactly. The world is full of mysteries, and that's what makes it so fascinating. And the more we learn about causality, the more we realize how much we don't know.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with something to ponder. If every action is part of this intricate fractal web of causality, how much agency do we truly have? Are we really in control of our destinies? Or are we just riding the waves of cause and effect? Think about it. And until next time, keep diving deep.